this morning is a great man of God, someone that we have quite a few things in common, like he was telling us this morning. We have the same father, Pastor Atoyebi. We have the same daddy Adeyemi. He has four daughters. I have four daughters. You see, God is working something out here. I wish we would have had four sons. Then the four sons can marry my four daughters. But unfortunately, we are the Abbey girls. We produce girls. Praise the Lord. But nonetheless, great man of God, anointed. And he was sharing so many testimonies with us earlier this morning. I want you to please put your hands together as I make welcome this morning, Pastor Noruwa Adokolo. You're welcome, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like us to start this service by honoring our pastor, Pastor Koye, and the wife. It's been wonderful. Can we just rise and just give the Lord a clapping offering on their behalf? Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, ma. Thank you very much. God bless you. You may be seated. I also want to thank God for my elders in the house, my senior pastors. I'm particularly grateful that I'm here this morning because Daddy Mitt is somebody I really, really respect. You know, sometimes when people come to me and they say, oh, you are the pastor of ACME. You know, ACME is a big church. But then I say to myself, if I begin to feel like, you know, big deal, what would he feel like? Knowing who he is, what he represents, you know, both within in the larger redeem, you know, structure. And yet, if I, you know, create the roast, I said, Daddy, you are preaching on Sunday, he will say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, so it's very humbling. God bless you, Daddy. You know, God bless you, Mommy. Mommy's quiet, but very effective. You know, she whispers one or two things and things happen. Amen. 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 Choir, you guys have left me. Please don't. Please don't leave me. My wife sings very well, so she has spoilt me. I usually start the song from anywhere, and she just takes it over from me. So when she's not around, I feel a bit naked. So guys, don't leave me. I'd like us to rise, and I'd like us to worship the Lord a bit, but for him, all right? You know, the songwriter wrote, it said, Light of the World, you know it?
Yes, all right, sir.
Let's sing that song and let's worship the Lord with it, yeah? Let's Hallelujah. Give all the glory to Jesus. All right. For the next few minutes, forget about everything. All right. And let's just sing this song to Jesus with all our hearts. Okay.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes. Let me see. Beauty that makes.
Exalted,
oh, so highly
glorious in heaven above,
glorious.
All for love's sake became poor. Became poor.
Declare that you are worthy. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father, you are the only one who was there the day that Daddy was conceived. You were there through his 9 months in the womb. Lord, you are the only one who was there amongst us here today, the day he was brought forth. And there was great celebration that a man-child had been born. And they spoke concerning him. And they committed him to you, trusting that you would keep him. Lord, throughout that journey, there were seasons when he did not even know you existed. There were times when he turned his back on you, but you were faithful. Lord, you've kept him through thick and thin, high season, low season, the valleys, the mountains. Here we are today, Lord. We bless your holy name. We worship you. We adore you. 70 years of your faithfulness, 70 years of your love, 70 years of your care. 17 years, O God, of your protection. 70 years of your blessings. Father, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for every day of those 70 years. Every minute, every hour, every minute, every second. Thank you. We are grateful to you. You're worthy of our praise. We exalt you. Father, we commit this session, this word, unto you. Father, you didn't bring us here for nothing. The Bible says, will I bring you to birth and cause you to bring forth nothing? Lord, surely there will be a performance of your word. I pray you help the speaker. Even the more, help us all to hear you. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's clap for Jesus. Thank you very much, guys. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Hallelujah. While we are standing, can we open our Bibles to Psalm 40? Let's rise as we read Psalm 40. You there? We're going to read verse 1 to 4. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 4. I'm going to be speaking on a new song. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, if you know Daddy, if you heard his testimony on Friday night, this few verses aptly captures the essence of his life, the faithfulness of God. They that wait upon the Lord, that's what the Bible says. He has waited, the Lord has been faithful, and here we are today. Is that not so? You know, once upon a time, the enemy thought they had won. In fact, for all intents and purposes, he had become history. But you know, every time they write out the equation of your life and they leave out the constant J. Hello? You know, when we were in school, what was the constant? C. You remember? In mathematics? C was the constant, yes? But today, what's the constant? J. J for? You know, when folks write the equation of your life and they leave out the J, you know, the constant changes everything. Yes? I mean, it doesn't matter what X, Y, all the other coefficients, all the other stuff can go this way, that way. When the constant is given a value, it alters the entire equation. Yes or no? And Jesus is the constant that they missed out. All right? Of course, when they thought he was, you know, done and dusted, amen? And then the constant was factored in and the equation changed. Hallelujah. And that's why we're here today. Do you agree? Now, I want to ask you a question. You know, we could say that Daddy therefore has a new song. Hello? Yes or no? He has a new song. Do you agree with me? Now, would you like to have a new song? Now, that's where we're going. Yes? He's got his new song already. I mean, here we are. Okay? We're here. We are rejoicing with him. So, yes, the Lord has done it. So, I ask myself, would you like to have a new song? If your answer is yes, then I'm going to ask you to consider a series of questions, yeah? In this build up to you getting a new song, okay? Let's go back to the scriptures again. I'm going to read it a bit carefully. I'd like you to go with me. I want to read the scriptures again. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined his ear unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the merry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Amen. So I want to ask you again. Would you like to have a new song in your life? So I have, let's together consider these questions. Have you waited patiently on the Lord for deliverance? Or have you become despondent? Have you waited patiently? All right? He said, I waited patiently because he knew that the Lord who had promised cannot fail. So he waited. So I want to ask you again, have you waited patiently for the Lord? Or have you become despondent? In other words, have you given up? Psalm 27 verse 14 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 37 and verse 34, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. One of the advantages of age, particularly if you have been in Christ for a season, is that you tend to recognize that God has a way of righting wrongs. Hello? God has a way of righting wrongs. Particularly if you have learned to leave him to take vengeance on your behalf. And that's why, you know, when you are young and your blood is hot, say, Daddy, no, how can they do that to us? And Daddy will say, take it easy, my son. Say, Daddy, you're always saying that. I don't know what's wrong with you. Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. God will fight for us. Take it easy. You know why Daddy is saying that? Because he knows that God usually has a way. You know, God has a way of making things right when they've been made wrong. Yes? And so, if if you wait on the Lord, you know, God said to Abraham and the wife Sarah, God said, I'm going to give you a child. And then they waited, and then they waited, and then Sarah said, gee, we're waiting long, you know. Abraham, well, you know, it's a conversation, husband and wife. Abraham, what do you think? I mean, the Lord made this promise a while back, you know. Is it likely he's forgotten? Maybe not. What do you think? Well, you know, well, let's use our common sense. I mean, for God's sake. I mean, let's think about this. What do you think we should do? Okay, fine. If God made a promise, and clearly there's no way anymore. I mean, the last time it was like 10 years ago now. You know, I mean, even if God was going to do anything, it's not going to be what he said. So guess what? I have an idea. Brilliant idea. Eureka, my house help. Mm-hmm. You know, she's mine. So even if she has the child is mine. Makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Makes sense. So what do we do? You go in onto her, not a problem. Whatever comes out of the house girl is mine. Yes or no? And so, you know, and today we are all still paying for that 5 minutes of sex. Call it what it really is. 5 minutes. We're still paying for it. Once upon a time, you could stroll in and out of America. Now, they will check you, ask you questions. Why? Because of those 5 minutes. You know? And by the way, just in case you're here and you're a young person, take note of this. It's just 5 minutes, but the consequences can go on and on and just mess up your life. Totally and completely. All right? That's not part of my message, but I thought I should drop that. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Okay? Now, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, the key is to keep going. The key is not to surrender. The key is not to throw in the towel. Yes? The key is, no matter what they do to you, so long as there's yet breath left in you, just keep moving forward. Keep going forward. Somewhere along the way, help is going to come. Take my word for it. But guess what? Take his word for it. Another question I want to ask you. Are you confident that God is listening to and hearing your cry for help? You know, when you call 911 and you hear a voice on the other side, it says to you, help, it's on its way. Isn't that so? And we have absolute confidence in 911. Do we have the same confidence in Jesus' name? Do you believe that God hears your prayers? Do you sincerely believe that God answers prayers? Have you experienced an answered prayer? You know, you've got to say to yourself, okay, all right, Lord, this is it. I do a lot of talking to myself. I have regular meetings with me. Hello? When I say to me, where are you standing on this? You know, our theme for next month in church back in Lagos is the God of the impossible. Now, ever since I got that word, there are a few things that God is laying on my heart to do that, sincerely speaking, are stupendous from where I am. Now, so I said to God, I said, Father, as of today, let me own up to you, I do not believe. But I'm going to get there soon. Okay? So you need to help me. So the more I think on those things, and I think of God and his greatness, what I notice is that, you know, I'm beginning to believe that it is possible for God to do the things that he says he will do. Are you listening to me? So do you believe that God hears and answers prayers? Let me share a testimony with you. Last year, my first daughter, you know, every time you know, as a parent, when you do the first of anything, it's a bit, you know, topsy-turvy. And so we were, you know, trying to get her into school. And I had, you know, paid a consultant. And every time I called, she would say to me, oh, sorry, she couldn't make it. You know, I'm sorry, this didn't happen. So we got to a point, and I called, you know, the family. I said to my wife, I said, you know what, I'm tired. I don't know what's happening with this school thing. So when push comes to shove, I don't know if that's an American, if you guys understand what I mean by that. You know, when the going gets tough, yes? You switch gears. So I said, okay, guys, for the next 1 week, 1 hour every day, we're just going to praise God for something to happen. Because I don't know what else to do. And we did that. On the seventh day, it's clear instructions. Go to this place, go to that place, do this, do that. Do you know what we've been pursuing for 6 months plus? I got it in under 6 minutes. In under 6 minutes. Do you believe that God hears your prayers? You know, a lot of people, they wish they could take Daddy Gio home. You know, so when there's a problem, Daddy, are you there? Can you please lay hands? Unfortunately, God gave us the Holy Spirit, not Daddy Gio. Yeah? Psalm 50 verse 15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 91 verse 14 and 15, good news. God says, I will save those who love me, and will protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call, I would answer them. When they are in trouble, I will be with them. I would rescue them and honor them. Another question to consider. Are you aware that God is able to deliver you from the worst situation and that with God, nothing is impossible? Let me repeat that question again. Are you aware that God is able to deliver you from the worst situation and that with God, nothing is impossible? Are you aware of that? Don't be too quick to answer me. Because if you are aware of that, then you want to ask another question. So why are you worried about what you're worried about? You see why you shouldn't be too quick to answer. If yes, then why are you in this, where you are right now? Why are you there? Think about it. Yes? Do you sincerely believe that God can deliver you? The three Hebrew children in Daniel chapter 3. They said, a new decree has been passed. You either bow or you're fried. You either bow or you die. And they said to the king, O king, you find that in Daniel chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and on. Said, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Truth is, our God is able to deliver to the uttermost. But should he decide not to, not a problem, we will still not bow. And the king said, how dare you challenge me? Do you have a boss saying to you, do you know I can fire you? You know, back home, I was in partnership with a couple of friends. And, I'd run the business for close to 10 years. And then one of them just started, And he actually thought that if I didn't run that business, I'll be dead. Yeah? And so I said, guys, you know what? Here you guys, I'm going, I'm leaving. He was shocked. You're leaving? I said, yes, I'm leaving. That's the paper, take it, run the business, it's all yours. He was shocked. That was last year, September, October. By this year, 7th of January, brand new business, brand new board members, brand new everything started off. He couldn't believe it. You know what I did? I went to see him early this year. I said, thank you very much. God used you. He's shocked. I said, thank you very much. Yeah, you thought it was over. I said, thank you very much. God used you. I mean, you don't know what God did with you, but you know what? If anybody had said to me, January last year, that January this year, I would own a brand new business, I would say it's impossible. It's impossible, according to the French. Impossible. Thank you, ma. Merci. Are you following me? But guess what happened? Because I recognize that with God, nothing shall be impossible. I just said, Lord, he thinks that he's got me. You know when people think that they've looked at you, they put you on the scale, they've sorted you out, yes? And out of nowhere, right out of the flames, you pull it out. And they're like, wow. That's what happens when you walk with God. So they said, King, we are not mindful because we know the God that we serve. And the Bible says the king couldn't sleep. So he wakes up at night and says, are they roasted now? Then he looks and is like, excuse me. You know, and he would call his office and say, sir, he said, how many people did we throw into the fire? Three, my lord. Are you kidding me? How many? He said, three, my lord. He said, I can see four. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. How did he know how the Son of God looks like? It's a good question to ask, isn't it? He said, the fourth one looks like the Son of God. If you stand for him, he'll stand for you. Take that. If you stand for him, he will stand for you. All right? God will stand. You know, you can count on God not to let you down in the day of trouble. If you stand for him, he will stand for you. In Genesis chapter 18, verses 13 to 15. Genesis 18, 13 to 15. The American Standard Version says, and Jehovah said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child who am old? Then God asked a question. Is anything too hard for God? Do me a favor, ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, is it too hard for God? You know, sometimes, we had an experience yesterday. Myself and Pastor had a wonderful time. We thought we had a big problem on our hands. Big, big, big problem. And the folks were just having fun. And we were almost wetting our pants. And they were having fun. And that's really how life is. Do you know? The very things that, you know, you crack your head, you wake up at night, oh, God, they are coming, da-da-da-da. With God on your side. With God on your side. And that's why you need to ensure, you know, we used to sing the song back home. It says, only move to the right-hand side of God. It says, we are able to go up and take that mountain. All right? The only condition is that you are on the right side of God. If you're on the right side of God, there's no the mountain is yet to be created. Now, who's been laughing at you? Saying God cannot do it. You know, there are folks who looked at you and say, you know, you've been doing this church thing. It's been a while now. I mean, let's face it. You still don't have a dime. Let's face it. You know what I mean? Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, I look at you, I look at me, and truly and sincerely, the difference between us is the same between half a dozen and six. Let's face it. Yeah? Ask them to hold on. That God is on his way. And where God is done with you, the difference will be like night and day. So do you want a new song? Then I encourage you to rise up this morning. Not now. Don't get up yet. Just give me a minute. You know, what is a new song? A new song is not a song that you sit down and take time to compose. A new song is a song that bursts forth as a result of a response to a divine intervention. There's no composer. Nobody wrote the lyrics. They were created right there. I have three examples to share with you before we pray. Three examples. You know, and you know, one thing I've come to see with God is if God speaks in a particular direction, it is because God wants to do something round about that direction. All right? So what is a new song? A new song is a song that is created in the now in response to a divine intervention. Something that, you know, boom, and you're like, oh my God, great is the Lord. This is me. That's a new song. Three examples quickly. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 1. The Bible says, then Moses sang, and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. Now let's back up a little. You know, by this time, they had left Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land. Yes? You know, I mean, anybody would think that, oh, finally we are free. And then suddenly, tukum, 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 tukum. What's that noise? The chariots. Goodness me. And we don't have any arms. What's in front of us? The sea. Have you heard between the devil and the deep blue sea? That's where it came from. I don't know, but that's where I'm saying it came from. All right? And so, folks would have said, Moses, what do we do? Pray that there be a Moses in your day of need. If there is none, become one. What makes you a Moses? You look to God. And Moses said, Lord, what do we do? And God said, what's in your hand? It's my rod, Lord. Lord, we're not joking here. The Egyptians are coming. This is the Red Sea. And we're talking about a stick in my hand. It's a stick until God touches it. I hope you're listening. And so he touches it, and you know what happened. So, of course, they literally couldn't believe that this Egyptian, don't forget they had 400 years of experience, of pain, of sorrow and shame. And the devil would have magnified it and said to them, this is it, guys. Your God brought you out so they can make mincemeat of you in the wilderness. Now you tell me, how is God going to deliver you now? Tell me. Go on, I'm listening. You know, many times the devil says, what if you don't succeed? And I answer back, what if I succeed? At worst, it's 50-50. And I take my chance any day. So, of course, when God set them free, and he killed all the Egyptians. I mean, think of the miracle of when you get back home, put water in a bowl and try to divide it. It will give you an idea of what it means for the ocean to be divided. And so they burst forth into a new song. That song was not premeditated. It didn't take them weeks to compose it. And I'm praying for somebody here this morning that God will do something in your life. It will be so unthinkable that you will burst forth into a new song. In the name of Jesus. Another example you find in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. You know, there are places where you've been mocked at. He said, no, please, please, don't. This is not for you. Sit over there. Have you been there before? He said, please, you. In other words, that's your level, isn't it? Please just stay there. Just please, stay. Yeah. When it's time for you, we'd ask you to come, okay? So please just stay there. Those same people are going to come around very soon. That's what it means by when it says, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. Folks that once looked down on you will seek appointments to see you. You might wonder, how is that possible? True life story I'm going to tell you now. I used to work for an organization many years ago. It was a multinational. And I remember there was, in this particular unit, there was a friend of mine. He was junior to me. So there was me. Then we had a boss. And then we had another boss. So let's call this other boss, boss two. Yeah? So there was one, two people between boss two and this my friend, yes? And boss two was a very cocky guy, yes? So suddenly, oh, there's going to be promotion. So they moved my friend down here, moved him over me, over my boss, and over boss two, yeah? So he goes abroad, all right? He goes abroad, and, you know, things happen. And then boss two, okay, I leave the company. My boss leaves the company. Boss two leaves the company and moves over to another company. Yes? Many years later, boss two is in this new company. And this new company says, we want a Nigerian expatriate. So they go to South Africa. Guess who they employ? That guy that was under. He comes back to Nigeria. And now, guess what? Boss two is reporting to him. That's God. That's God. It says he has enlarged over my mouth, over my enemies. God would lift you up. In every place where you've been put down, he would lift you up. In every place where, you know, for whatever reason, oh, you don't have enough money, you don't have papers, you don't, whatever it is that they've used to downgrade you, the Almighty God will lift you up in Jesus' name. My final example, you find in Luke chapter 1 and verse 46. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And on and on and on. Remember what I said about my wife? You know, Mary was an ordinary woman. You remember? You know, I like to picture it like it was a Saturday morning. Mary had just finished her laundry and she was hanging out the clothes, yeah? And then, boom, appears an angel. Hail Mary, how are you doing? And Mary's like, excuse me? Me? Hail? Wrong number. And the angel says, no, it's you. You know, sometimes when God wants to lift you up, you're like, Lord, me? Wrong number. I'm not the sort, I'm not the type, I'm not qualified. The only qualification you require is the blood. The day you accept the blood, there is absolutely no height that is beyond you. It only becomes a question of which of these heights does God want me to climb onto. Mary burst forth when she met her cousin Elizabeth. Remember? I imagine they had been praying together for months, for years. And it looked as if God had forgotten Elizabeth. And then suddenly she's pregnant, 6 months pregnant. Mary is going to have a baby from the Holy Ghost. They were overjoyed. I mean, Elizabeth, you're pregnant? She said, yes. Guess what? I'm also pregnant. How is it possible that you're pregnant? The God that visited you visited me. He just took the miracle one notch higher. You needed Zacharias. I didn't need Joseph. You know, when God has done something for somebody, amen. But you know what? I always believe God to do it for me. At a higher level. I'll share a testimony with you. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, one of our members was made a general, you know, the highest, I think, one, but, you know. So I asked one of the altar ministers to please go to Abuja and represent us, okay? And, you know, wrote a check for him. And I said, oh, Lord, I wish somebody would write me a check to travel and rest a little. And I just left it there, okay? A couple of days later, I was in my senior pastor's office, Pastor Femi. And himself and Daddy were having this argument. Daddy, I can't stay the weekend. Is it that I do Friday or I do Sunday? And Daddy was, you know, Friday is the Thanksgiving, but Sunday is this, that. They were going back and forth. Back. And then my pastor says, Pastor Norua, I said, yes, sir. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm free, sir. I'm available, sir. I'm doing nothing, sir. As at that time, my visa had long expired. Because it wasn't in my agenda to travel anytime soon, I wasn't even thinking along those lines. If anything, I was thinking of my UK visa, my South African visa, but not the US visa. All right? So I said, yes, sir. Yes, I'm available, sir. I said, okay, fine. Daddy, everything is okay. Your son will be there with you. As at that time, I didn't have a visa. Now, if you're a Nigerian, you know that you don't just walk into the American embassy and get a date. All right? But because I knew that God was at work, went onto my computer, got a date easily, went to the embassy, we had a conversation. Oh, you've changed companies. I said, yes, I've moved from this one to that one. Oh, really? Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, come for your visa tomorrow. Here I am. A miracle one notch higher. One notch higher. That guy went to Abuja. I've done Atlanta and San Antonio. One notch higher. That's a new song. That's a new song. And that's what God can do. You know, I've come to a place in my life where I don't try to work out how it's going to do it. The Bible says far above your imagination. In other words, you know, let's play a game, yes? San Antonio is in where? Is in Texas. And Texas is in America. And America is part of North America. North America is part of the world. The world is part of The universe is part of the galaxy. The galaxy is part of the Milky Way. The Milky Way is, can we go on? Let's go on. We are part of. At the extreme of your part ofs, you are barely started where God is. At the extreme of what your mind, you know, at a stage we can no longer conceive. The Bible says God is able to do beyond that point. Beyond that point. Where your imagination can no longer, it's impossible to imagine. The Milky Ways, the galaxy. You go on and on and on and on and on. When you get to that pinnacle where your mind can conceive up to, God is barely started. And that's the God that offers you a new song. That's the God that's inviting you to come, because I can make a way. I'd like us to rise this morning. I just want to ask us to, for a moment, let's close our eyes. I don't know where you are. I really don't know where you are. I don't know what you're up against. I don't know what you're battling with. But I know this, that God is able. And so, close your eyes for a moment and focus all your attention on that area of your life where you want a new song. And just in case you're here this morning, because may I say this to you, the first note of your new song is that you are born again, is that you've given your life to Jesus. And so if you're here this morning and you want Jesus to do a new thing in your life, you want to have a piece of this God that we've spoken so glowingly about, can I ask you to lift up your right hand wherever you are? You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up your right hand wherever you are, and I will pray with you. You want to say yes to Jesus for the first time in your life? You want to say, yes, Lord, I need you in my life. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are. Yes, thank you very much, my sister. Come. As your hand is lifted, come meet me up here. I want to pray with you specially. Come. Ushers, can you please help me? Just make a way for her to come. You know, the gospel singer sang, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Now, listen to me. You are here, and yes, once upon a time, you gave your life to Jesus. But you know, as you hear me this morning, that things are not as they used to be. You know that it's been a bit, you know, up and down recently, but you want to start afresh. You want to make things right with Him. Can I see your right hand? I want to pray with you. Thank you very much. Lift it up high above your head. I want to just see you. Come quickly. Come from wherever you are. Come join me here. Come. I want to pray with you. Come. You want to make it up with Jesus. You want a new song in your life. A new song will not come unless you make it up with Jesus. So come from wherever you are and come make it up with Jesus. Come, let Jesus start it off with you on a fresh page. Come quickly, come. As you come, can I ask you to go on your knees and just talk to Jesus? Please go on your knees and talk to Jesus. Yes, did I see a hand at the back? Come, my sister, come quickly. I want to pray with you. It's important that you resolve this. It's important that you make peace with Jesus. Otherwise, it will be extremely, if not impossible, for God to move on your behalf. So can I ask you one more time? Things are not right between you and the Lord, and you know it. But you want to make things right this morning. Lift up your right hand. I just want to see that right hand wherever you are in the audience. Where are you? You want to make things right with Jesus this morning? Are you still out there? Just one more person. Come quickly, my brother. Come. Maybe you are the one I'm waiting for. Now, those of us who are kneeling, can you talk to Jesus? Say to Him, Lord, have mercy. I need to sing a new song. Just talk to Him. Say, Lord, have mercy on me and give me a new song. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins. Those of us who are standing, can I ask you to pray? Just for a moment, talk to the Lord. I'm going to be praying over every one of us, asking God to release grace, such that you will have a new song. But before I do that, I'd like you to talk to the Lord. Which area of your life, where is it hurting you? Where do you need God to move and move pretty fast? Where is it? Which area of your life, where are you trusting God for a move? Where is it that you really want God to do something? Talk to Him about it now. It looks impossible, I know that. It looks as if, oh sorry, it's too late. You know, He can't do it, He can't move. But I say to you that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Those of us who are in front, can I ask you to talk to Jesus? Ask Him to wipe everything that is contrary, every sin, every handwriting. Ask him to give you a new lease of life. Say to him, Lord, I want to start afresh with you. I want to start afresh with you. I want to start afresh with you. Do you guys know this song? Just as I am with one plea, what that? Very solemnly. Now, I want us to pray. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to remember that I asked you a question. Do you believe that God hears and answers prayers? Do you believe so? If you do, now talk to him. He said, I am the very present help in the time of trouble. Now, that thing that looks like trouble in your life, lift it unto the Lord. Say to him, Lord, I lift up this matter before you. I lift up this matter before you. I lift it up before you. There is nothing that is too hard for you, Lord. The preacher man says that you hear prayers. And this morning, I bring this matter before you. Step into my life, Lord. Make a way for me, my Father. Make a way for me, my Father. Yes, make a way for me, my Father. Make a way for me, my Father. One more time, can I ask you to thrust out your faith and believe God? Yes, I know you've prayed this before. I know you've trusted him before and it looked as if nothing happened. But there is an anointing in this house this morning. It's an anointing that answers to the cry, the genuine cry in the hearts of men. Why don't you just lift up your voice and cry to him and say, Father, this is where I need you to move on my behalf. This is where I need you to do something on my behalf. Cry to him now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lord, first I want to pray for this, your children kneeling before you. I bring them before you, O Lord, and I ask that the blood, that blood that speaks of better things, may that blood speak on their behalf this morning. May the blood cleanse them. May the blood give them a new lease of life. Lord, let everything be reset. Let there be a resetting right now. Everything, the Bible, you know, they say in the computer, was it resetted to default? The default settings is that all things are passed away and all things have become new. Now, Lord, we ask that you reset this ones to default in the name of Jesus. As they have come forward, my Father, receive them. And Lord, put a new song in their lips. Lord, I pray for this entire congregation. I ask, oh God, that you will intervene speedily, decisively in our lives, in our situations, such that we will burst forth into a new song in the name of Jesus. Lord, I release a grace upon this assembly this morning, a grace to usher us into that miracle that is just one notch higher in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Can you please rise to your feet? Let's clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Who's? Are you the one taking them? Is anybody going to talk with them? Yes. Just go with my sister in the green. Yes. Let's clap for Jesus as they do that. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.